AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump insists Iran is still negotiating, saying its leaders are afraid they'll be killed by their own people or the U.S. Meanwhile, sirens have been sounding in Tel Aviv and central Israel again Thursday morning. In Washington, still no deal on Homeland Security funding in the Senate, and the TSA's acting chief is warning of possible airport shutdowns. Sagar Magani has more of what she told a House panel.
Ha McNeil says unpaid TSA workers are just trying to make ends meet.
Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma.
And some major airports have seen 40 to 50% of TSA staffers staying home.
Because they simply cannot afford to report to work.
In turn,
this has led to the highest wait times in TSA history, with some wait times greater than 4.5 hours.
McNeil says there's been a 500% jump in assaults on TSA officers since the shutdown began, and she's urging Congress to act. But the Senate's struggling to reach a deal to fund most of DHS without more money for President Trump's mass deportation agenda. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Jennifer King reports Hawaii's in need of help.
Residents in Hawaii are digging out from the worst flooding to hit the state in 2 decades after 2 storms about a week apart.
We're now in the recovery phase after this disaster.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says damages could exceed $1 billion.
I've asked for the major disaster declaration from the president.
Hundreds of homes, several schools, and the Kula Hospital on Maui were flooded. National Weather Service forecaster Cole Evans says the ferocity of Monday's downpour took even meteorologists by surprise. As neighbors rally to clear muck out of damaged homes, aid groups are collecting donations to support households, farmers, and animals across the state. I'm Jennifer King.
FEMA is resuming its resilience grant program after a judge ordered its restoration, making $1 billion available to states and local communities for disaster preparedness. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the story of a vast salt mine that lies beneath Lake Erie.
All those snowy days this winter was a boon for one of the largest salt mines in the world, and it's in Cleveland, Ohio, or to be more precise, under Cleveland.
1,800 feet underground, about 4.5 miles out underneath Lake Erie, in the Cleveland Cargill salt mine.
George Campbell is the maintenance superintendent.
There is quite a few beds of salt underground. They range from 400 million years old to 480 million years old.
And critically important to providing enough road salt to keep streets safe during the harsh winters of the Northeast and Great Lakes states.
We typically mine anywhere between 11,000 and 14,000 tons a day.
He says producing 3 to 4 million tons per year. I'm Julie Walker.
Even with all the demand of this past winter, Campbell says there's still decades of salt left to be extracted. There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.